Why suffer? Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Rather than try to figure out what's going to happen 5 years from now, I think if you look at the jobs numbers today and you look over the past year, you see we're clearly headed in the right direction. We added 1.3 million jobs in the private sector in 2010. That's the best jobs performance since 2006. And the unemployment rate coming down is certainly the right direction that we want to be headed. Now, it's important we pass the tax deal because, as the president is the first to say, adding these jobs is a good start, but we got a long way to go.
Here we are in another Talk Radio Countdown Hour, your review of one of the top 10 hits this week. If you've been following the conversation on the economy, the new jobs report, things are looking up. Unemployment down to 9.4%. Those are good numbers. You just heard White House Senior Economic Advisor Austin Goolsbee, who says the new jobs report shows that the economy is moving. Democrats are happy. It's going in the right direction. How's the economy doing right now as far as you're concerned? It all depends on who you talk to. Government officials praise these latest jobs numbers. The top economists, however, beg to differ. The economy added 103,000 jobs in December. It's well below the Wall Street expectation. Fraction of the 297,000 job gain estimated this week in one private sector survey. The unemployment rate tumbled, but mostly because so many workers dropped out of the labor force. So, are we better off now than we were a year ago, economically speaking? Here's Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. Says this year will be better than last year, but on the whole, the pace of economic recovery is still pretty slow going.
The economic recovery that began a year and a half ago is continuing, although to date at a pace that has been insufficient to reduce the rate of unemployment significantly. The initial stages of the recovery in the second half of 2009 and in early 2010 were largely attributable to the stabilization of the financial system, expansionary monetary and fiscal policies, and a powerful inventory cycle. Growth slowed somewhat this past spring as the impetus from fiscal policy and inventory building waned, and as European sovereign debt problems led to increased volatility in financial markets. More recently, however, we have seen increased evidence that a self-sustaining recovery in consumer and business spending may be taking hold. Overall, the pace of economic recovery seems likely to be moderately stronger in 2011 than it was in 2010. Although recent indicators of spending and production have generally been encouraging, conditions in the labor market have improved only modestly at best. The projections submitted by the Federal Open Market Committee, or FOMC, showed that notwithstanding forecasts of increased growth in 2011 and 2012, most participants expected the unemployment rate to be close to 8% 2 years from now. At this rate of improvement, it could take 4 to 5 more years for the job market to normalize fully. With output growth likely to be moderate in the next few quarters, and employers reportedly still reluctant to add to payrolls, considerable time likely will be required before the unemployment rate has returned to a more normal level. Persistently high unemployment, by damping household income and confidence, could threaten the strength and sustainability of the recovery.
800-510-8255. This is not an hour about Arizona. So I guess maybe that's a good thing in a sense. We are talking about something that's controversial and has had lots of time on radio and television, News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, some of the CNBC Fox Business types on TV. And, you know, there are lots of business and money talk radio shows and stations around the country. Let's go to MSNBC and Dylan Radigan speaking with economist Peter Morakai. Also, Chrystia Freeland is here from Reuters. That's the news service about what the new jobs report may actually mean.
Peter, explain to us how they count joblessness, because the number obviously is capable of going up and down for reasons that may not actually have anything to do with creating jobs.
Well, what they do is they call people up on the telephone and ask them, are you an adult? Do you have a job? If you don't have a job, are you looking? If you're not looking and you don't have a job, they simply don't count you. Also, if you have a home-based business, for example, you're a reporter at Reuters, Krista, and you lose your job and you work a couple hours a week doing freelance work, they count you as employed. And today, with so many people being so fearful of admitting they're unemployed, because Ben keeps running around saying, you know, if you're unemployed long term, you know, then you're not reemployable again. Professionals are not admitting they're unemployed. So either they're leaving the labor force or they're feigning employment by having marginal home-based businesses. Yeah. So we have 250,000 that weren't counted as unemployed, and then many others who said they are employed that really are not because they didn't show up in the jobs count.
Go ahead, Christian.
Yeah, I was just nodding particularly, Dylan, about Peter's point on the marginal home-based businesses, because I think what we're moving into is, I call it the DIY economy. The jobs really aren't there right now. We're going to have to add 7 million jobs to get back to where we were before the recession.
Which is, again, 350,000 a month or something like
huge,
that, which was nowhere
huge.
Near it. Yeah.
And so people are having to or trying to kind of cobble together sort of a gig economy in their own lives. That's really, really hard. And what I think is particularly scary is America is not built for people to be working like that. The healthcare issue in particular for people sort of building a DIY yes. income for themselves is a huge problem. And I think it's only going to get bigger because we're going to see more people forced to do that.
But if you were to look at the statistics, corporate profitability looks fairly good. If you were to look at characterizations of economic growth through GDP and other measurements, don't look that bad. And yet the labor side of the equation continues to look either miserable, terrible, or pretty bad.
American companies earn so much manufacturing in China that they get profits. 50% of the Standard & Poor's 500 profits are made abroad. A good deal of that in China. So outsourcing pays for stock prices. It pays on Wall Street, but it doesn't pay on Main Street in terms of jobs.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
You may have spotted Fiats in classic European movies, but the sporty Italian brand hasn't been seen in the U.S. for decades. Now a contemporary version of the Fiat 500 is available nationwide as part of Chrysler's new product lineup. Adapted for North American roads, the 2012 Fiat is one of the most fuel-efficient cars around, expected to get about 40 miles per gallon and loaded with advanced interactive technology. While the smart-looking compact personifies Italian style, it's designed to allow owners to express their own individuality, as Laura Suave, CEO of Fiat North America, explains.
This vehicle can be built over 500,000 different ways. We have 14 exterior colors, 14 different interior color combinations, graphic packages, tons of options. So it's just a lot of fun that you can have with building your car.
There are three Fiat 500 models to choose from. With its state-of-the-art technology and savvy innovations, it looks like this long-established Italian brand is geared up for a new generation of Americans. For more information, visit www.fiatusa.com. I'm Bobby Owens.
Here on the Countdown, up next from CNN, Elliot Spitzer is talking to economist and actor Ben Stein. This ought to be new. Let these people find somebody new to talk to. It's the same old people with the same old point of view. Ugh.
You know, Ben, you were so right. I think the manufacturing sector picked up 10,000 jobs, better than the alternative, of course, but the big job growth was in other sectors. And in healthcare, I think the average entry wage there where the jobs were actually added was $19,000. That is hardly the sort of pay scale people are looking for. I want to throw up a chart on the screen, if we can, just to, so we can talk this through, Ben. It's going to show people how long it is going to take to get back to full employment at the job rate we have right now. What this chart shows is that deep declining line that just sort of drops from the top shows we have lost 12 million jobs since the peak. Now, in order to recover all those jobs, if we started creating over 200,000 jobs a month, which is what we were doing in the best years of the first decade of the century, which was back in 2005. If we started doing 200,000 jobs a month at that rate, it would still take us till 2022 just to recover the jobs we've already lost. I mean, this is dismal stuff. So, Ben, if you were the president's advisor, what would you do now to sort of accelerate this rate of job creation?
Well, there's an old story which I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to tell it to you very quickly. When Dwight Eisenhower had his heart attack in 1955 and was in the hospital, Richard Nixon, who was then vice president, came to see him, and he said, "Mr. President, is there anything I can do for you? Anything at all, General, just anything." And Ike said to him, "Well, first, Dick, you could get your foot off the oxygen tube." And that's sort of one thing the government can do, is not make threatening noises towards business, not make business scared that they're going to be new permits required, new caps, new trading caps, any kind of government burden on them whatsoever. Second thing government can do is probably not tilt the scales in favor of union wages, because although I'm a union guy and I love union wages are very high and employers don't like hiring at union wages. Other than that, I don't see what the government can do. They're already operating at full-scale monetary stimulation. I don't see what good it's going to do, by the way, to cut government spending. Government spending is already not probably stimulative enough. I have to agree with my friend Mr. Krugman about that. And I don't see what good it's going to do to cut $100 billion out of government spending. It's just going to mean a lot of government jobs lost and more people added to unemployment. And I don't think that government spending is as big a crisis right now as unemployment is.
On the Countdown, Fox host Jenna Lee speaking with former Labor Secretary Elaine Chao and former Undersecretary of Commerce Rob Shapiro about the numbers.
So, Elaine, when you see that unemployment rate go down to 9.4%, but you also see the amount of discouraged workers grow, what does that tell you about the state of the economy right now?
Well, we all want to see the unemployment rate decrease. Unfortunately, the drop that we saw today is primarily due to the number of people who have withdrawn from the workforce. The labor rate participation rate in the workforce dropped from about 64.7% to about 64.3%. That's a significant drop.
And what
drop.
Does that mean?
Yeah, it means that people are discouraged. Now, you couple that with December, and they weren't looking for work. What we're also seeing, so we need to take a look at the other indices that are out there. And the Heritage Foundation will be coming out with their Index of Economic Freedom and next week.
When we look at the discouraged workers and we look at if you're also out of work on average a little bit over eight months, what can the president do when he says this is going to be his focus? What can he do this year to pick up the pace?
Well, I think the president has put in place policies that are working. I think that's very clear. I think the deal that was the tax stimulus that was recently approved will help. There are a lot of indicators showing that the economy is beginning to pick up in a self-sustaining way. But I think we need to step back and look at the record to see how these policies have worked. If you both President Bush and President Obama came into office facing recessions that have been triggered by their predecessors. In the first 22 months of each president's term, in fact, we lost more than 1 million more private sector jobs under the Bush policies than we did under the Obama policies.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Air you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and a half after the hour, the countdown on the air with everything you need to know, hopefully, about the economy, the status of the jobs report, trying to come up with some of the pros and cons. There's going to be political rhetoric here back and forth. I'm looking at some of the headlines having to do with the economy. Alcoa, the aluminum company, posted fourth quarter profits. Sees a lot more growth for them and the metal industry as well, and that's good. That means that cars are being built and products with aluminum and metal in general. And the news also is that there are a lot more of these companies that seem to be coming back into the fold into America. So that's good. Jobs, 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 and more jobs. So in the next year and a half, if the jobs report is good and the economy is better, Obama takes all the credit and he gets reelected, right? Here are talk hosts Mac and Gatos focus on the unemployment rate that went down because of seasonal jobs. They're concerned with what the numbers will look like in a month or two.
Should we start jumping up and down in place because of the unemployment numbers have gone down? What did we go down from, a 9.8?
To a 9.4. 9.4, 19-month low, the Department of Labor reported this morning. And I am not – here, watch this. I'm not going to jump for joy, but I'm
well,
going to
that's because you're sick. You can't jump for joy.
All right, but I'm going to
– And breathe over to your right. Breathe away right. from Gatos.
Right. Well, what I'm doing is I'm putting Purell all over my mouth, so if I
that's
breathe
good.
Out – yeah.
That's good.
This is what I'm doing. I am here.
You are in a position of skiing.
I'm in a –
When you
almost.
Are going to jump off of the
exactly.
mountain and ski down, you are prepared to ski.
That's it. I am prepared to jump for joy.
Okay.
I am not jumping
I
yet
wouldn't.
For joy.
No, I wouldn't. This isn't a bad thing, though, folks.
No.
9.8 down to 9.4, but here's the situation. And it has nothing to do with the Jersey Shore. The economy added what I think is extremely disappointing, 100,000 jobs last month. That's really not good.
Right.
But it's still, it's strange. That's a bad thing. That's not, well, you know, 100,000 jobs in a month, not very good.
Right. It's two different things. It's either the glass is half full or the glass is half empty.
100,000 jobs is not a lot.
Right. We were expecting more. Mm. But it's not one of these decreases. It went from 9.8 to 9.7. Yet, no.
It was 9.8 to 9.4, which is nothing
that's
to laugh about.
Right.
That's good.
That's at least better.
But
they're still saying this is not the job growth that was expected. But it's still better than, it's closer to 10.
All right, now let me rain on your parade. Is it dampen your parade? Or what is it?
You can dampen
the parade.
You can dampen the mood.
Besmirch the mood or dampen
the mood. You can't
besmirch the mood. Dampen it.
But just let
the
floodgates open.
Well, okay.
Just rain on it. Just go ahead and rain on it.
I'm going to rain on it. Seasonal jobs. Is that why the unemployment rate went from 9.8 to 9.4? I mean, if you ask me, it's because there are a lot of seasonal jobs out there.
Right.
A lot of people spent money in this economy in December. And when we're talking about...
And a lot of more people hired for seasonal jobs than expected.
So is this one of those things where you look at and you say, well, I understand it. It looks good, but if you really dig into it a little bit or a lot, you know, 9.8 to 9.4%, boy, on paper, that looks good. But how many of those were permanent jobs? Were they all seasonal jobs? Because a lot of people went and spent money on themselves for Christmas. Why? Because you didn't spend any money all year. It's hard not to spend money. Spend money, and people did it in December, and people did it in a big way.
And go back even further than that. For years, we had just been living on credit. We'll pay for it at a later date. That when you can't spend money for 2 years, or you can't spend money for some kind of time, you'll use a holiday or some kind of birthday or celebration to go buy or go spend money, right?
Yep.
So it's like, you know, the more you push that spring down, the higher it's going to bounce back up. So I think Christmas gave people the excuse of, you know, I haven't spent money in 2 years. Last Christmas we had, you know, we could only get gift cards of $25. Well, darn it, I'm going to spend money this Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you had that plus more seasonal people were working. So I hope what you're not saying, though, is by February,
it's up by 10. I think it might go back up.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock? Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Always something new, always something to talk about, always something to work into our countdown. And this hour's focus is where the economy is. Sounds like last year we spent a lot of time talking about because a lot of you and a lot of radio and talk people wanted to get into the economy, and that was necessary and important. And so we continue with that focus with radio host Jay Weber explaining why this new jobs report isn't anything to get excited about one way or the other.
People are going to hear our unemployment number is now at 9.4%, and they're going to assume, hey, things are getting better. After all, we were stuck at a 9.8% unemployment rate for several months. So to have it drop to 9.4%, that's great, right? Well, wrong. Because, folks, once again, you can chalk this up to an accounting or a parlor trick. Once again, I have to remind you to remember how the government plays games when it comes to reporting and recording joblessness. Remember, if a person stops looking for work, stops in disgust, or just decides I'm retiring for, you know, I can get by without a job for a while. Remember, if a person stops looking for work, he or she is no longer counted as unemployed. And yet he or she still is, of course. It is why I keep talking about the true unemployment rate of 17% or better. Because that's the real number. That's the true number of people who are not employed, not only without a job and looking for work, but also without a job and having given up even looking for work. That's the true unemployment number, 17% or better. But on Friday, the unemployment rate that everyone in government and the media quotes fell from 9.8% to 9.4%. And as I say, at first blush, it had the public rejoicing, hey, the unemployment rate finally going down. No, it's not. What happened, in truth, is that in December, yes, the economy added 103,000 jobs. They were expecting 150, but the economy in December added 103,000 jobs. But listen to this. In December alone, 260,000 people gave up looking for work, gave up in disgust. So they're no longer counted. They now don't count in that classic unemployed category. So the rate actually went down to 9.4%. These people go now into the other category of discouraged workers. They now belong to the higher 17% number. So don't be fooled by that or other elements of this report. It was a bad jobs report. The economy only created 103,000 new non-farm jobs last month. Again, the Obama administration was claiming we'd see 150. We saw 103. We need to create about 125,000 jobs a month just to keep pace with new entrants into the workforce. We're not even doing that. And there are still 14.5 million Americans out of work, of which over 6.4 million of them have been out of work for more than 27 weeks. And yet the politicians and the talking heads only quote the raw number. So that's why I bring it up. Don't be fooled by it. Explain it to your inept or your clueless friends and relatives. This jobless situation is not getting better in America. It's just not. You could argue it's getting worse.
Yeah, you can argue that if you want, back and forth. He's right about the total number of people that are at the behest, if you will, of the vagary of whatever and whoever. Let's say, cast your fate to the wind, if you remember that old song. That's probably somewhat what we're talking about here. When the unemployment rate is 4%, the government statistics 4%, it is almost 8%. So usually it's about twice the number. And so arguably between 14, if you give them even the benefit of the doubt, 14% to as high as 19% may not be working, or they're under the table, or they're finagling something or other. They do try to twist and turn this stuff around to make it look good for them. But you got to start someplace. And so let's take that number, believe it or not, and work with it a little bit. There are more people working today than there were working last month. Let's put it that way. But the other thing to consider is the population is growing, not by much, but a little bit here and there. More people coming into the workforce. Usually that's beginning of the year sees people getting finished with college in some certain areas. Age is a factor. Yeah, but the other things, let's talk about the other things that are indicative of what's going on in the economy. Oil, and I'm not an apologist, not a fan, as you know, of the Obama administration, but I think the psychological effect of all of this doom and gloom stuff serves no one particularly well other than those who just don't like Obama and want to be in a dark hole all the time. Oil, which had been going up and up and up, the usage of oil and its byproducts, gasoline, diesel fuel, down 13% to its lowest level in 5 years. People are sick of paying over $3 a gallon for gasoline and almost $4 or $3.50 a gallon for diesel fuel and home heating oil. So as oil declines to its lowest, the snowstorms have curbed gasoline consumption, and people here are saying, basically, screw you. There is consciousness. The government's not conscious, nor does it seem to care, or at least isn't doing anything about the price of oil, although I guess some more oil fields have opened up. You hear all that stuff. But there is one factor that's good. Let's see here. Stockpiles of fuel rising 5-6 million barrels. That's been the most in the reserve for over a year. The banks around the world, let's see, looking at oil trading at $92 and change a barrel in January now. Let's see here. Gone down. It's below $90. Okay, so it ought to be in the $64, $65 range, but that's something. Here's something else to think about. The three major automakers experiencing solid sales gains toward the end of the year. Ford posting a 15% increase in sales. General Motors reporting a 6% rise. Chrysler a 17% jump in sales. The only big car manufacturer that was flat was Toyota. And as a side comment, serves him right. Let's see, what else have we got here? There's a new book that's becoming very popular very quickly called The Next Boom, which you absolutely positively have to know about the world between now and 2025. It is an imprint of a powerful vision for the future, and the author is Jack Plunkett, publisher of the Plunkett Research, which is usually considered pretty positive when it comes to demographics, trade, consumer habits, technology, that sort of thing. And the suggestion is that in this next year, there will be stunning changes. By the end of the year, the population going up, changes in consumer demands, that sort of thing, write the prescription for the world between now and 2025 being much the same economically as it was between the late 80s and 2007. So there's a bit of good news. I'm just chewing on some of these things. One of the ways the United States of America is going to save money is to cut the spending in its biggest and most wasteful area, which is the Defense Department. The Defense Secretary outlining a series of measures intended to cut spending, leaving 40,000 military personnel away from the Army and the Marines in the next decade. People say, oh, my God, we're going to be defenseless. We don't need all these people. We don't need to be fighting in Afghanistan. We didn't need to fight in Iraq. We could have fixed that whole thing much quicker than we did. We just played a game. And now, as the public's getting wise to all this fraud, waste, corruption, and abuse, and so they're going to see cuts there, and the Republicans don't want to cut much there, but they'll be cutting other things. So maybe that's a start. And then the revival of the U.S. real estate market, which is the key, really, to the recovery here in our country and in the economy, begins this spring, according to an Israeli business conference spokesperson. The fellow says, I believe that in a country that continues to grow, where population continues to grow, the first signs of equilibrium in the housing market come about by the springtime. All right, so there's that. And you can go dig around if you want to find things that would give you, I guess, a little more cause for hope. Is it great? No, it's not healthy right now. How do you know it's around the corner? And I guess maybe that's the question. Okay, so I've been through a lot of those signs. You can react and reflect on them as you will. At 800-510-825-517 before the hour on the countdown.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I got to get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast. Here's the number to call, 1-800-646-1320, 1-800-646-1320. Toll free, that's 1-800-646-1320. 1-800-646-1320.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen on the countdown with Jay in Lexington, Kentucky on thoughts about the economy. Jay, go ahead. You're on the live line.
Yes, sir. I just had a couple theory thoughts. Easy fix, what the government could do basically would eliminate corporate taxes for corporations that hire more than 100 people. And the reason I put that number is to eliminate the fraud. You would have companies outside this country beating the doors down to get in. There'd be more jobs than people to fill them, which would raise the rate of pay, which would raise the amount of spending the population does, which would dig us out of this crisis that we're in.
You know, it's
just kind of my theory on that.
Well, I think it's a good theory. There have been things like that have happened in the past, and it has worked. These people are loath to give that much credit to people that they're at war with. That is, the people who create the jobs, the people who have the money. But let's see if somebody's bright enough to come up with that idea, Jay, or to listen to you and come up with it. Send a note to your congressperson. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Vince is up in Washington State with a thought about the business climate. Vince, go ahead, please.
My background has been in real estate, and I can tell you that just like most professions, it seems like 20% of the people do 80% of the business, which is a good thing. However, I just seem to notice that the business climate is for the most part, at the corporate level, whether it's small business, big corporations, the management level, they're counting every penny. And it's not a very favorable environment out there. Like I said, especially in my industry, I realized at one point a couple years ago that I just needed to go to work for myself. And so, you know, people just need to get informed themselves and realize that government dependence is not the direction that most people should be taking their life, and that to be self-sufficient and self-sustaining and saving for a rainy day and living within your means are golden rules, in my opinion. The small business and just business climate in general is not at a good place right now, and I'd like to see that change. I'd like to see it get more competition in everything.
All right, so there you go. 800-510-8255. Mike is in Columbus, Ohio, with a thought on all this.
The 9.4% is a joke. I don't even know why you people even report those kind of figures at all, because it's pretty much meaningless. You know, it's based on no real factual information about how many people are really unemployed. I came to that conclusion over listening to figures over the last 10 years or so. I've been watching, you know, all the employment figures all throughout the Bush administration as well as the Obama administration. And I can tell you that when percentages are presented to the American public, it is pretty much a joke. You have to to look behind those figures to find out what's really going on. The 9.4% is generally a meaningless figure. The real unemployment figure has been really much higher. You have to look at the number of people who are really unemployed, not the people who are looking for employment and still on the unemployment rolls as far as being paid unemployment.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's keep moving here quickly. Get a lot of your calls in. We're reviewing the economy, the state of the economy, jobless numbers, and whether or not we can put something good into your head. It's Tom's turn from Pennsylvania with an explanation on the countdown.
Yes, good morning. I was unemployed for 2 years since 2008, and only in recently, February of this past year, 2010, did I find a job. However, the job that I found only pays $8 an hour, and it's casual part-time, 10 hours a week. So I am no longer on the unemployment rolls. However, I do not have a full-time job. This seems to be something that's predominant in our area, where there are no jobs that pay a living wage anymore, and those that do are casual part-time or part-time with no benefits. I was working for an industry where we were doing exploratory research on alternative fuels, and now I'm a clerk at a local community college. Well, I'm college-educated, and I have a pretty good background behind me, and that seems to be what's that and my age seems to be what's stopping me from getting a job that pays a living wage. I'm in my late 50s. When you go out into the market and compete, I've found that my age is a factor, though no one will directly state that. That seems to be a problem with everyone in my age group who has been unemployed in the past couple years. We cannot find work that will subsist our families and the bills and the incomes. And like everyone else, you know, I've cut back as far as I possibly can, and this $8 an hour job, $80 a week, just doesn't cut it anymore.
Wow. 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 Oof. All right. Well, $80 a week. How do you live on $80? How do you live on $80 a day? Chris is on Long Island explaining his certain ideas and focus on this.
I had what I thought was a fairly solid and good-paying job. I was a plumbing contractor. I had worked for a family-owned business on Long Island for almost 20 years and made a very good living with benefits, retirement and medical benefits, and it just evaporated. I have nothing to support it. It's conjecture. Age and experience level. It seems to hold you back with employers. They would like you to come on, but they're either weary because of your age. Myself, I'm 52. Or you just have too much experience, and I guess they feel that if something better comes along, you're just going to be leaving. It looks like construction in certain places, the unemployment rate might possibly be, again, conjecture, above this 9.5%, probably, I would think, maybe 13 to 15% when you start to really look at it. Because a lot of people have stopped looking. I've been unemployed for almost 2 years, so I'm kind of coming to the edge, you know, the cliff here. I'm in this group that's going to have to probably recertify pretty soon and possibly won't be able to. I was lucky enough because I had some assets saved over the years that I was able to weather this a little bit. But again, with unemployment in New York State, it's only about $405 a week. It's taxable on both the state and the federal level. And there hasn't been really a substantive increase in that benefit, probably in 17 to 20 years in New York State. I understand this, all states are very strapped for cash, but everything I've purchased in the last 17 to 20 years has gone up in price or up in cost. And here's a benefit that workers who have worked actually have paid into it. It's insurance. It's not like it's a handout.
No, it isn't. Okay, let's focus on Lois, who's in South Carolina. You're on, Lois.
What I want to say about unemployment is this. When I was first married in 1950, everything I owned, everything I put on my body was made in America. It wasn't just made in this country. It was made well in this country, and people wanted to buy it from all over the world. Well, those manufacturing jobs are gone, partly because of government policies and partly because of the behavior of the American people who want to buy things cheap. They want to have everything, but they want to buy it cheap. And you can't buy things cheap from another country and expect to put a young and middle-aged American people to work in this country. We have to have a movement in this country, both in the government and in the populace, to say, I want to buy American. I want to support American people, and I want to see them have jobs. There are a lot of policies that our government has that go against that, like EPA policies that have driven manufacturing out of this country. And we have to look back at that, and we have to look at ourselves and say, when we go to the store, am I buying American? Am I putting some young or middle-aged American person to work today?
Or anybody of any age, putting him, helping him get to work. Nothing is made in America. Well, that's not true. That's improving a little bit, too. Thanks for your input. 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.